Before you go into what happened with him, can you talk a little bit about what we have known in the past or up to now about systemic therapy for these kinds of tumors?
Yeah, systemic therapy for advanced squamous cell carcinoma originating in the skin has really been extrapolated from head and neck cancers by and large. So the chemotherapeutic regimens would be the same, but from a non-chemotherapy standpoint, what we've used for years is a monoclonal antibody cetuximab. And there's data, a small series, in advanced cutaneous squamous cell carcinomas with reasonable response rates and reasonable toxicity profile. And so prior to PD-1 antibodies, really, cetuximab was my go-to first therapy in these cases.
And from a sort of a pathophysiology or pathogenesis point of view, do you see these as similar to squamous cell cancer of the head and neck?
They're certainly, for lack of good data, treated that way. But I do think that they're somewhat different in the sense that if you look at these tumors, they have a very high mutation burden from chronic sun exposure. And they're also very common in people who are immunocompromised. So people who, for example, are solid organ transplant patients on immunosuppression, they have a very high incidence of developing cutaneous squamous cell carcinomas. So they're probably different, but that's what makes them good candidates for immunotherapy. High mutation burden and likely have immune surveillance as some role in controlling the disease.